Breaking Biden author, meet Jim Biden, nightclub owner, international business mogul, Joe's Bagman. By Alexander Marlowe on October 22, 2023. Seemingly his entire life, Joe Biden's brother James Jim Biden has benefited from his brother's political status. At various moments, he has been a campaign finance maven, a nightclub owner, and a hedge fund mastermind. Jim appears to be a man who wears many hats, but in actuality, he only wears one, Joe Biden's brother. I detail many of the ways he has lived large thanks to his big bro in my new New York Times best-selling book Breaking Biden. One place where James clearly leveraged his proximity to power for money was with AmeriCorps Health. Near the end of the Obama administration, James Biden joined AmeriCorps, which operated hospitals in several states. James Biden's experience in healthcare seems to be non-existent, are you surprised? But his value was still clear. Promoting himself as his brother Joe's chief fundraiser, James Biden promised he could open doors and raise money from companies across the world, including major Turkish conglomerate. But the promised investments never materialized. In December 2019, AmeriCorps declared bankruptcy. Weeks later, the FBI raided an AmeriCorps office in Pennsylvania as part of an investigation into white-collar crimes. Politico reported in 2020 that AmeriCorps has been plagued with legal troubles due to mismanagement. Investors and partners in the company have sued over management, alleging false promises and the misappropriation of money. Most notably, James Biden is accused of fraudulently transferring funds from AmeriCorps outside of the ordinary course of business. In 2018, James took over $500,000 in personal loans from the company, according to a former executive, which may or may not have ever been repaid. Last week, House Oversight Committee Chair Representative James Comer, RKY, revealed that in 2018, James Biden sent the now President Joe Biden a $200,000 payment. The same day, James had received a $200,000 wire transfer from AmeriCorps. On March 1, 2018, AmeriCorps wired a $200,000 loan into James and Sarah Biden's personal bank account, not their business bank account, Comer explained. And then on the very same day, James Biden wrote a $200,000 check from this same personal bank account to Joe Biden. What a wild coincidence. Could these payments possibly be related? One crucial detail is that these funds James got from AmeriCorps were quite possibly illicit. James Biden wrote this check to Joe Biden as a loan repayment. AmeriCorps, a distressed company, loaned money to James Biden who then sent it to Joe Biden, Comer said. Getting the exact dollar amounts and dates of the transfer is significant. We independent investigators who look into the Bidens do not have access to bank records. You need government subpoena power to do that, which Comer has. Despite Joe Biden's repeated insistence that his personal finances and his family's businesses are not intertwined, it's patently obvious that's a flat-out lie. Next up, the committee ought to ask James exactly what he did for AmeriCorps and to explain the transfers both to him and to Joe. Hopefully they broadcast the questioning. It could fetch a pretty penny on pay-per-view. Naturally, this is not James Biden's only blatant attempt to capitalize on the family name to bag cash. I document several others in Breaking Biden. Inexplicable business ties to Iraq, Saudi Arabia, and beyond. On November 4, 2010, a longtime Biden family friend from Delaware, Kevin Justice, had a meeting in D.C. with the office of the vice president. At the time, Justice was the president of a construction company called Hillstone International. A couple of weeks after the meeting, Hillstone hired James as an executive vice president, despite the fact that James had no experience in the housing construction industry. Do you notice the pattern? This deal is thoroughly documented in Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer's book Profiles in Corruption. James's company profile touted his only experience that really mattered. James Biden was the finance chairman of his brother's bid for a U.S. Senate seat in Delaware and successfully enlisted the support of national unions, political leaders and financiers across the country. James joined Hillstone at a fortuitous time. The firm was negotiating a massive contract in war-torn Iraq to build 100,000 homes. This was part of a $35 billion, 500,000-unit project, as Schweitzer reported in Profiles in Corruption. Hillstone also got a $22 million construction contract from the U.S. State Department. The company's founder, David Richter, told investors at a private meeting that it really helps to have the brother of the vice president as partner. For the years James worked with Hillstone, the firm accumulated contracts from the federal government for dozens of projects, including projects in the United States, Puerto Rico, Mozambique, and elsewhere. Yes, Mozambique. And elsewhere. On February 14, 2023, the Daily Mail reported that James Biden admitted in legal filings that he was hired by Hill International, the parent company of Hillstone, to negotiate with Saudis over a secret $140 million deal because of his relationship to Vice President Joe Biden, who at the time was leading delegations to Saudi Arabia. The case documents reveal that on at least two occasions, Jim told the former senior U.S. Treasury official working as a private investigator that he was often sent to meetings to represent Hill because, of course, the Biden name didn't hurt. Hill CEO Ervin Richter further confided that he selected Biden because KSA, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, would not dare stiff the brother of the vice president who would be instrumental to the deal. Jim's wife, Sarah, also claimed in official affidavits that Joe and his brother told each other everything. Lamentably, this influence peddling is as legal as it is flagrant. In the system Joe Biden built, influence peddling is legal for anyone willing to put in a little effort to find one of any number of loopholes. A shocking Ukraine connection. Despite being able to book gigs all over the world thanks to his last name, James, like many of the Bidens, is constantly in and out of financial trouble. He fell deeply into debt to the Internal Revenue Service, but conveniently received a $500,000 loan in 2015 from Biden donor and Ukrainian-American car dealer John Hynansky. 3 years earlier, Hynansky's company had received a $20 million federal loan to build a new dealership near Kyiv, Ukraine. For all these deals, Joe Biden is in the room, figuratively, if not literally. None of them would have happened without Joe. Joe, a known plagiarist, has lied about everything from driving a big rig to his son's death. Of course, he is willing to lie about his family's financial dealings. Joe has made business boom for the Bidens. They didn't have to talk to him about every deal. They merely had to talk about him. Besides, only a fool would trust the Bidens' word and not his or her own eyes. Breaking Biden, exposing the hidden forces and secret money machine behind Joe Biden, his family, and his administration is available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook read by the author. Alex Marlowe is the editor-in-chief of Breitbart News and a New York Times best-selling author. His new book Breaking Biden is available now. You can follow Alex on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at @AlexMarlowe.